1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Nationwide protests on college campuses are still underway. Protesters interrupted the 2024 graduation ceremony at UC Berkeley, calling for Israel to end its war in Gaza. KCBS's Mike DeWald was there.
Many of the day's speakers recognizing student voices and the roots of dissent at UC Berkeley, but also trying to balance it with tamping down protests that sometimes overmatch the ceremony. Students began chanting and waving flags, wearing shirts reading divest in a call for UC Regents to divest from Israel. At one point, students walked out, then took over an entire section of Memorial Stadium.
Well, as those protests erupt at colleges and universities, Israel is not backing down from its planned offensive in Rafah. The city is home to more than half of Gaza's more than 2 million residents who have been sheltering there. Correspondent Natalie Brand is at the White House.
The president warned Israel that the U.S. will not supply offensive weapons for a large-scale military operation in Rafah. Already, the White House has paused the shipment of 3,500 bombs, including 2,000-pound aerial weapons. The White House is worried about the impact they could have in dense urban settings.
After the third week of testimony in his hush money trial, former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. He talked about the case in his speech to supporters.
Made up charges and nonsense. You see what's going on, all nonsense. It's got local DAs doing it, but the local DAs are run out of Washington and having meetings in Washington. They'll do anything to win. They think that that's going to win. It's not going to win.
He made no mention of Stormy Daniels or Michael Cohen, who's set to testify Monday. We could be getting a second and third night of that rare solar flame known as the Northern Lights. CBS News New York meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch.
This historic geomagnetic storm, and I'm not declaring it historic, those at NOAA Space Weather are. It is the most extreme since 2003, and the chance to see some beautiful aurora lingers.
Pioneer of independent movies, Roger Corman has died.
Roger Corman was called the king of the B-movies. Over a half century, he produced, directed, wrote, and even acted in more than 500 movies. Films like Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader.
She is like a mountain.
They were mostly independent movies made for little money, often using talent that would move on to bigger and better things.
Bob De Niro, Sylvester Stallone.
In 2009, he received an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement.
That is correspondent Deborah Rodriguez. Roger Corman was 98 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
I know, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hope your Saturday night is going well. Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music across Wisconsin and from Wisconsin. Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr hanging out with you. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your next home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on Madison Northeast Side or online at LazyOafLounge.com. We got a great hour coming up for you. Let's kick it off with a double dip of Marsden. This is his brand new song. It's called Got the Time. It's a double dip of Marsden. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Running through our minds. my soul. Now I'm lost, out of control. Can't let go.
Thank you.
local music. That's Marston.
Yeah.
And his latest music. Indeed. That was Tune It Out. That was from about a year and a half ago now. And also Got the Time. That was just recently released, maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Love
That's
it.
My recent there. Follow Marston online. I've known Marston for so long.
I met him here at one of the shows. Yeah. I think he was doing some of the sound for a guest you guys had in. And I was like, whoa. And then he came, I think, did an interview. And I love his music.
Of course, back in the day, he was in Wall of Funk. You could maybe hear some Wall of Funk during Rocker's Closet some Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Wall of Funk, great band.
I'll look forward to that.
They were great. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin, across Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have the app yet, make sure you grab that right now.
Put it in your pocket.
That's right.
Take grab us along.
Any app store, civicmedia.us. We also have a convenient link for you at maxincradio.com. Mm-hmm. Rocker, still lots of stuff happening tonight. What's coming up on the show, brother?
Betsy Aide and the Well-Known Strangers is going to be on the phone coming up in the next hour. Plus, Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg, and she's bringing an artist. So we're going to hear maybe a couple of songs live.
I hope so.
And then we'll be replaying the great Live in the Lair with Kaylin Cole from August 2023. And that show was written about and won a WBA award for Best Web Article with writer Jorge Rainier.
Isn't that amazing? He wrote about us and Kaylin as a guest.
Yes.
And
so we won an award vicariously through Jorge.
I feel like we absolutely did because he did write about how great the show was, how great Kaylin is, and so happy for all of us and Jorge. Days.
Congratulations to Civic Media, by the way. A lot of great talent on this network that got a lot of recognition.
John and Gordy, number three morning show.
I know, and they just started
6 months ago.
Wow,
And Mino and the Mayor in Green Bay, they were number
another
two,
morning show.
And they are going to celebrate their 1 year anniversary in June.
Wow,
we did number one for best promotional announcement. So Todd Michaels and I, who did that together, would like to say, if you want a great promo, get us up.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, so many great awards. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you know,
I'm amazed.
I love listening to radio. I'm kind of a radio geek, and I pay
you
attention.
Are. I
pay attention to the pitch people.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Michaels, he's a stud.
He is.
And that beard, he has such a better beard than mine.
Oh, Jimmy. Everybody's beard is different, you know?
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say everybody's beard is better than mine.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy. I looked at a screenshot that Todd sent me of his workload, the program they used to track that. I was just like, oh my gosh, he has so much work to do all the time for all the promos across Civic Media. It's absolutely amazing.
I love spreadsheets. Don't get me started with spreadsheets.
Oh, no.
Hey, did you guys check out the Northern Lights last night?
I couldn't see them where I was. It was cloudy.
Yeah, we were not able to. Yeah. I know my son got up a couple times and went and looked. But I saw in the Civic Media chat.
Oh my
there
gosh.
Are tons of pictures come from the studios up north.
Mm-hmm. Richland Center, Ashland.
Yeah.
Holy cow, they got some good views up there.
You know, I sent Scotty Ripiology, the Facebook page.
Yes.
I sent him a message. I was hoping to get him on the air right now. And talk about the solar storms that's coming off the sun. It's actually quite the abnormal thing that's happening. Although it happened a couple of years ago, 20 years ago or something like that. But anyway, the Northern Lights can be seen at an abnormal time. This is not a normal time to see the Northern Lights.
Oh, that I didn't know.
As far as I know. Normally, I thought it was like, September to March or something like that. And also, they're viewable in the south, Texas, Alabama.
And they can't usually see it, right?
Because it's such a strong storm from the sun. The sun is angry these days, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. somebody's mad. Yeah. Something's going on.
I was hoping Scotty would come on and explain the science behind it.
Because he is so fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get Herbal Aspect and he could tell us about the other Northern Lights.
The other Northern Lights, yes. That would be awesome. Alan Robinson would.
We couldn't have Ripiology, but we got Herbal Aspect.
Oh, boy.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us in the Civic Media app if you have a Aurora Borealis. By the way, the train that comes from Chicago to Minneapolis is called Borealis.
Yes, I noticed
coincidence?
That.
And Sam Meese, who's a friend of ours from the Cuz, his dad is an amazing photographer, Dave. And then he posted about what all the colors mean and how, you know, where they are 150 miles away. And it feels like it's right there. But he said atomic oxygen were at two of the levels and ionized molecular nitrogen. Well, then people were chiming in because, you know, they know he loves music and he's got the kid that plays with the Cuz, and everybody's like, oh, future band names.
Yeah.
Excited atomic oxygen.
Isn't he kind of a scientist or some sort of science
he was,
major?
Yeah.
Bugs.
Yep.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Entomology.
You're talking about Sam.
He's smart.
All those boys in that band, the Cuz, are smart.
He'll have you eating bugs in no time.
The cicadas are coming.
They're tasty.
They're going to be appearing on the show, if you like it or not, in just a couple of weeks here. 844-967-2789. Hey, so we played Marston for the Double Dip.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the guitarist in The Cancellations, a band out of Nashville with Dano and Ellie and Joe.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to be coming to Madison in mid-June, I believe June 18th or so.
They
got a couple shows. Well, they're coming here. They're going to be on my Sunday show here on Max Inc. Radio that night for an interview and say hi to Genevieve Hayward, who's coming up with them, who's originally from Sturgeon Bay.
Nice!
But she's now in Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. So I wanted to play some Genevieve Hayward for you. This is her latest song. It's called Lame. It's Max Inc. Saturday Night. We are local music.
Built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick, start running fast. But we never ran, we just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds. Trying to find a sliver of hope. Before I could cry, you were my favorite ghost. Used to love a good fight. I couldn't stand it, but I held tight. How did life get so lame? After a while,
in the sun. A hole inside your heart will heal but burn.
Menu and Undeveloped. I love that band. I love the harmonies in Secret Menu, and the keyboard's pretty cool too. I failed to see what shows they have coming up. I think they're going to be part of Make Music Madison. Marie Rose Ekberg will be in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about that. And also coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. Looking forward to that. They're so awesome, Derry. You've
Aren't
seen them?
They incredible? Yeah, it was a great surprise too. It was Flannel Fest, and I want to say it was in Madison, maybe 2018, and they were the headliner. And I just liked her attitude, and when she got on stage, the attitude was times 100. She can sing anything, but obviously the song she writes is what she does the best. She's also the one that was on The Voice, representing Wisconsin on The Voice. She made it all the way through to 3 rounds on TV. And she did terrific. I was so proud of her.
But that was a couple of years ago.
Yep. And she's interesting when you talk to her, because I had interviewed her during this whole thing. You are flying back and forth constantly. It's not like we see on TV where it's The Voice and then it's done in a season. You're in and you're out and you're back and you're forth. And she had to take time off of her job. She took time away from the band. But she said the biggest goal for her was to meet the right people to help her and the band move forward. And I think that's what what they're working on right now.
That's awesome. They do have a new album coming out soon.
Yes, we got to get them in the lair.
We have a debut song that's actually being released next Friday that we're going to play tonight from them. So Bessie Hayd and the Well-Known Strangers coming up in just a couple of minutes. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you could call or text in the Civic Media app. Terry, let's do some People Brothers Band.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
Woke up feeling good today. Feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Let some water refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me. And I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
Little mother,
I've got fire.
Little mother,
let me be your igniter.
Little mother,
elevating higher. Living my best life.
Little mother,
there's no limit.
Little mother,
to the love I'm giving.
Little mother,
every song I sing, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get up, put on my best vest, and I peel myself out the door. Any use in being clever here? They have heard it all before, and I guess this is my shot in hell. I guess this is my saving grace. If I can make it here, if I can make it here, I can make it. I couldn't make it to any place. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up. Look at all them cool kids and all of that young, hot blood. Spit dripping from their lips, they're just waiting to show you what they're made of. And I may be late to this beautiful game that is always defying me. I play along like your favorite song. Kids and all of that young hot blood spit dripping from their lips. It reminds me.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers there. That song is called Get Up. That was released back in November. It's a pretty cool song. Mm-hmm. Rocker, Terry Barr, I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for
hello,
tuning in.
Hello.
Great to see you tonight, Terry. It's always
you too, my dear.
A pleasure doing radio with you.
Yes, and I'm excited that we're going to be talking with Betsy Aid and her guitar singer, Joe. That's going to be so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I just hung up on Joe, I think, but
oh, no.
I believe I have Betsy on the phone.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Is this Betsy?
Hi.
Hi, Betsy. Hi. It's Terry Barr. Jimmy K is along with me. Rocker is wandering the studio. Who knows what he's up to, but I'm so happy to talk with you again. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how you doing?
Really good. And first of all, I know you're a mom, so it's a big day for you, big weekend. Happy Mom's Day to you.
Thank you. And you as well?
Cats.
Okay.
Yeah, we have three cats. So.
All right. Yeah. You're a mother too, no doubt about it.
Oh, thank you. Give us a little story on your background. For people who don't know you or haven't had the chance to enjoy your music the way I have, tell us a little bit about what got you singing and playing music.
Okay. Well, let's see. I started singing. I remember singing, you know, when I was little, just here and there. My house was always full of music. This was back when we had record players, and
oh,
so
yay!
I'm a little aging myself.
But, no, not at all. Record, you know, vinyls myself. Back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you know, I remember singing a little bit here and there, but I have an older brother. He's 3 years older than I am, and he got into singing in choir, and I kind of followed him around as a kid, and also through high school, and he was in a cappella choir.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I wanted to do the same thing. So I did it. And as soon as I got into a room with 4 or 5 part harmonies and nothing else, I fell in love. I knew that was something that was going to be a part of my life forever.
The harmonies are so awesome.
Yes.
And I can imagine how they could be so attractive for a young singer to come in and try to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, harmonies, that's where it's at for me. I just, it's in my guts. So my brother was a part of a band, and again, I followed him a little bit. I did a little backup singing for his band and eventually became the lead singer there and had our first live show as Rainy Day Crush.
Oh, that's a great name.
The Bratstock. Yeah, the Bratstock in Kenosha.
Everybody knows that place, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like famous. Yeah. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
From there, how did you decide that you kind of wanted to lead your own band? Because your brother is not in this band with you.
Right, right. I think it was kind of a change of lifestyle for him. He had a family, young kids. There's a lot of things that he was doing, and I didn't. And I had the time, and I'm naturally an introvert, and so it was kind of weird for me to step into that position. But I did it. You know, performing for me is more of like a kind of a therapy kind of thing. I turn into somebody else and just release all the stuff that I keep inside, and so it's more that for me.
I've heard that from a lot of my musician friends. Yeah.
Sorry?
I've heard a lot of my musician friends say that exact same thing, that you almost become a different person when you step on stage.
Yeah, that's how it is for me. I don't know, maybe there's some people that just kind of live that lifestyle. I think my brother was kind of one of those guys where he's always on stage. He's a performer by nature, you know, naturally.
I think Joe is on the line with us. Joe, are you here?
I am here.
Oh,
hey,
the wonders
Joe.
Of modern technology. Yes.
Hey, Joe, say hi to Betsy.
Betsy, how are you?
So, Joe, kind of the same question for you, Joe. How did you get started in music? What was your drum beat into the musical genre, playing the guitar and also songwriting?
You know, it started early for me. My parents encouraged me to start really first grade on piano.
Oh,
so I learned some, you know, the basic understanding of music, the chords, how the staff works and the notes, et cetera. And then I only took that for a few years, but it really gave me a decent foundation. So I appreciate my parents for that. In seventh grade or sixth grade, I picked up the drums, and I was in a kind of a high school band. Then it kind of continued through grade school into high school all the way through graduation. And then I joined the military. After the military,
thanks for your service. My goodness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. I didn't really pick up the guitar until after that, which was, I was in my early, maybe 24, 25, and just started writing some songs. It was just, really basic chords and just was in a chunk of bands through the years, and then eventually got together with Betsy. So it's been a great ride.
And talk about how you two got together and how the Well-Known Strangers got together as a band.
Well, and the name is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
Well, we knew of each other. Like, we were in the, I guess, this area, you know, this very tight-knit group of musicians. And even though you may not be close friends, you kind of know of each other. And Betsy's was in a group that was really going places and doing things, and they kind of got back together. And then in 2014, a mutual friend asked Betsy and I to play in a wedding together. So I played guitar during it. She sang. And I just mentioned to her, you know, I was kind of looking at maybe doing something else. So I started practicing with her band a little bit, and I had all this music. She had some stuff, and it didn't work out there. But Betsy said, you know, I'll work with you, and we'll do some stuff together. But wasn't committed towards anything. But next thing you know, we wrote a couple songs, and it kind of got some traction. Won a nice award out in California, and it went from there.
That's awesome.
It's really been a great thing, yeah.
Well, you guys, I know, obviously, I had the opportunity to interview Betsy while she was on The Voice, and I know, Betsy, part of what you and I talked about was the bigger goal, too, to be able to bring this back home and then work mm-hmm. with the band to go places. Things happen. We all had to stay home for a little bit. But do you feel yep. like you are back to a place where you and the band can, like, really jack things up now?
I think so.
Good.
You know, we've kind of gotten over this little hibernation phase. There's some personal things that were going on with us. So this summer is pretty chill for us. But after this album is finished, I think we're going to start writing a little more, some different types of music, and we'll start booking more shows.
Sweet.
I think we're ready. We're ready to go.
We I'm so glad.
We're ready yeah. too. You know, the one thing I've noticed, I mean, obviously the music is really good, but
yes.
I've seen a couple of YouTube videos, and the performance level mm-hmm. is off the hook. I mean, you really bring it, Betsy, with the stage performance. Joe, you too, and the whole band, really. But you don't put on just a music show. You put on a spectacle, and I like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're
so
laughing.
Much.
I was telling Jimmy Kate, the first time I saw you guys was a Flannel Fest fundraiser here in Madison.
Oh, sure.
You were the headliner, and I just loved the attitude of the band and chatted with you a little bit. But then you guys got up on stage, and I think we were all like, our hair was blowing backwards, like, what is happening? Where did this all come from? And I've been a fan ever since. Jimmy Kate, did you know Betsy and the Well-Known Strangers played on a Melissa Etheridge cruise?
I did not know that.
You
on
guys,
a
what was that like?
Oh, that was fantastic.
See, you're
that
set up to go.
That was like, I was sitting at the computer once and, you know, just kind of shot in the dark. Let's try this out and see what happens. And so we entered this contest and how the voting rounds go. So we, all of our fans did an amazing job paying attention to where we were at in this competition and gave all sorts of love. And we ended up being the top three.
Oh,
I
nice.
Think it went to like top 10, then it went to 5, and then the three got to do three shows on the cruise. So,
yes.
How fun.
Yeah, just it was just amazing.
All you can eat buffet
one of my
on that cruise ship.
Well,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing. It was absolutely amazing. And we got to sit and meet, you know, all the major artists there. And just, they treated us like VIPs there. So it felt pretty special. It was so much fun.
Well, just knowing that, I feel like, okay, that's a step in the right direction. And you guys are just going to explode when you guys are ready, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If not anything, on cruise ships everywhere with those good buffets.
Oh, why
we got
not?
Betsy Aid and Joe. Joe, what's your last name, sir?
Adamic.
Did I say that right? Adamin?
Adamic. Yeah.
Adamic. Joe from the Well-Known Strangers. Now, you have some cool people that are working with you two in the Well-Known Strangers. Introduce us to the band real quick. And then also tell us about this new album that's coming out that you guys are working on that we're actually going to hear a song about in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, I guess I'll take that one.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
So like I mentioned earlier, Betsy and I kind of knew each other through the years. There's a person in our band that recently just joined us. Her name's Katie Todd. She's a fantastic musician in her own right. She is toured with or done some shows with Huey Lewis and others. She's just a fantastic musician.
Wow.
So she's on keys and doing backup vocals and some lead vocals as well. And then John Kulas is on bass. John and I went to high school together. He's been a staple in the band. He is just an amazing guy. Fantastic. Scott Fox, who again is just an amazing performer, musician. He's been in the band for several years. He's our drummer. And then Ryan Anderson on cello has recently joined us.
Oh, the cello.
Right when Betsy and I put this thing together, we kind of both looked at each other and said, yeah, we need a cello.
Oh,
and
that's
it'd
so
be kind
great.
Of cool to have that in rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great bass instrument to have is a cello.
Yeah.
Mixing strings with guitars and stuff.
Kind of underappreciated until you hear
really
it.
Is.
And then it's like, whoa, where is that coming from? Mm-hmm. You guys are working on this new album. And I think, did I hear correctly? Maybe by summer it's coming out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're trying to. So we're buttoning up the rest of the album. We got, luckily, Joe is an amazing guy with the Pro Tools, and he's got his little home studio going.
A home studio and Pro Tools.
Yeah. So he's, through COVID, we learned some things, and he really took this like project and took over and tried to do these things himself, so that we don't have to drop $1 million in recording studio time and things like that. And after we got about two more songs to finish up and mix and master, and he records in his studio, and then we send the songs to Nick Radovanovic, who's been mixing and mastering for us for, I think, since we began, right, Joe?
Yeah, yep, very beginning.
Oh,
and then we
great.
Have Stephen Servi is doing some of the mastering too. So we got a team full of people that
it says a lot
really
to do the DIY route when you're doing your mix. And really, if it sounds good too, you're saving yourself so much money, and you're probably learning a lot of stuff too, Joe, right?
Yeah, we've heard from Nick and Steven and that so many bands are doing it this route. So if you can do that at home, get enough of a good setup where the sound is decent, and then you send it off to the people that can really edit it, mix it, make it a little more perfect or close to it, and then send it out for mastering. It's been fantastic, and we've done this whole album like that way, and have like a few more songs, like Betsy said. So we'll strategically release those over the next couple months, but we should be done by summer as far as the releasing.
Excellent. And you've got some good shows lined up. Can you tell us real quick about the schedule for the summer?
Yeah. So May 18th, you're playing One Drop. So on May 17th, we're actually going to be releasing it officially. So Route 20 in Sturtevant is going to be May 18th. It's our first show in about 6 months.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
We're super excited and rusty, but we're looking forward to it. June 22nd, we're back up in Appleton, which we absolutely love.
Love Appleton.
Yeah. We're at the Fox Valley Pride celebration. We're going to be playing that. And then July's kind of busy. July 23rd, Skyline Music Series at Kadish Park in Milwaukee, which we've played for many years in a row. It's like playing up to a hill.
That's nice.
Up on a hill where people just sit on. It's amazing.
And I'm sure all the show dates and everything are on your website. Give that website,
.com. You can just go right out there. Yep. Wellknownstrangers.com.
Well-known strangers. Okay. We have about 10 seconds here. We're going to debut this song right now. It's called One Drop. It officially releases next Friday. Betsy, tell me about this song.
Okay, so One Drop. This is kind of a song that started writing a long time ago, and it turned into something completely different by the time we got into the studio. And it's kind of about letting someone go little bits at a time that you know aren't good for you. Mm. So that's our one drop.
Such
that's
a great job.
Relatable.
Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you,
guys,
you Joe.
Thank you,
Betsy.
You. Thank you.
Our pleasure. World debut on Max Inc. on Civic Media is called One Drop. Betsy Aide and the Well-Known Strangers. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Like I was screaming in your ear, be well and take care. I'm moving on, I've been starting for too long, I'm gonna turn my head and let you drift.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, I was reading a recent report in the Journal of Consumer Affairs, which I assume is how you also spend your weekend, and I read this article about how using a budget makes people feel better about their money, even when they still don't have as much money as they need or want. But the folks who would most benefit from using a budget are also the least likely to use one. Budgeting doesn't bring more money in the door, but it does help us know where our money goes, helps us make better spending choices, and it helps us feel more in control of our money. And that feeling is where financial security starts. Take that first step or that next step toward feeling better about your money. I've got a video that can help you get started. Just go over to Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.